So good morning, Robert.
Good morning. Good morning.
Gentlemen. How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Well, first and foremost, thank you for your service in the Corps and fighting the war in Iraq.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for acknowledging that.
Absolutely. We have. I'm sitting next to a former, well, I shouldn't say former Marine, because when once a Marine, always a Marine. Right there, Brad?
Yes, yes, yes. And I was so happy when I found out that you were going to come on the program.
That's awesome. Semper Fi, brother.
Semper Fi. You got it.
So listen, you're going to challenge Senator Chris Murphy, but that's not until 2022, and here we are in 2019. There's still a whole other state election to go through, and it's interesting that you announce your candidacy so far in advance. What was behind that?
Okay, so it's actually Senator Blumenthal's seat I'm challenging.
Oh.
Senator Murphy is 2024, unless he resigns early, which there's word he might do so.
Okay, so I have the information incorrect then. So you're going after Blumenthal.
Senator Blumenthal's seat, correct.
All righty. All right.
And what made me run so early is it's a big seat. It's like David versus Goliath. It's a long shot. And I wanted to get my name out there first and foremost and get advanced on. Get a good head start on fundraising. So right now I've been to about 23 out of 169 RTCs, which is the Republican town committees. There's 169 towns in Connecticut, and each one has a Republican town committee.
That's right.
So I'm trying to attend each and every one of them. I meet all the Republican leaders, conservative leaders of all the communities throughout Connecticut.
So you're running in 2022, just to be clear, correct?
Yes, sir.
So how long do you think it'll take you to visit all the RTCs around the state? You think it'll take you that length of time? They do have monthly meetings, so it could take that amount of time, right?
Yes, sir.
What is the driving force? What is the reason that you really got into this thing?
I got into politics because I was sick of... I helped with a bunch of campaigns. I helped with DeSantis' campaign in Florida, Jim Renacci in Ohio, Greg Pence in Indiana, obviously President Trump. And I was back and forth working for a company out of D.C. and spending a good amount of time in D.C. And I was just sick of the do-nothing, full of hot air politicians that Connecticut has representing them in D.C. And to be quite frank with you, I got a call to help work with Connecticut, work with the Democratic transition team this November because they couldn't get anything done in D.C. because nobody wants to answer their phones down there.
You were down in D.C. recently, were you not?
Last week. I'll be back there tomorrow.
And what does your work down there entail?
Public relations.
For whom?
Government and public relations for myself, Finley Hyde and Associates.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Why is it that you all of a sudden, because nobody has challenged him before, that you are challenging Senator Chris?
No. He said Blumenthal. He's going against
Blumenthal.
Blumenthal.
I thought you were. Some of us thought you were going after.
Yeah,
Murphy.
We were given the wrong information. But actually, there was somebody that Dan Carson ran against Dick Blumenthal in the last. Dan Carter.
And to be honest, he did pretty well. I mean, for a man that didn't. I mean, if you look at Blumenthal, he raised about $8.3 million his last campaign. Dan Carter raised just over $100,000, and he got just almost 600,000 votes, which is huge. I mean, that's a great turnout for raising that little money and getting your name, not being able to get your name out there. As well as Dick Blumenthal is the name Dick. So, I mean, Dan Carter did rather well for a man that, you know, had limited resources to get his name out.
Sure.
Out in the public.
But Robert, we're being a little presumptuous. Do you think? Don't you think that Blumenthal will even be running again in the next election? Because you keep in mind, I mean, he's not exactly a spring chicken.
You're correct. Very correct. Right now, we assume he's running, and I'm steering, and I'm focused on that seat. There is also word on the street that Jim Himes might drop out of Congress and run for that seat, or actually just run for that seat in Congress.
Would that change your strategy?
Absolutely not. I would prefer Blumenthal, honestly, because he's been there forever, and it would be nice to take him out. But Jim Himes is, I mean, he's, I don't know. I mean, he's not even...
And that's not to say...
I don't even think he's a candidate for U.S. Senate, but if he tries, it'd be fun to go after him.
Of course, you'd have to receive the endorsement from the state Republican Party. Who's to say that you will not be challenged?
Right now, I think I am challenged. I think there is a guy named John Flynn who's registered to run down there in Norwich, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not too concerned. My motivation is to help these other candidates. Like I've helped, right now I'm helping Ruben Rodriguez. I'm trying to meet Sullivan that's running. I got John Anderson to run for Congress for Connecticut. I got a young man named John Cain out of First District, Massachusetts that's running, who's challenging Neil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the first time ever somebody's challenging Neil, so that's going to be awesome. And by the way, Neil nominated him for the Naval Academy. So, I mean, that kid's a shoo-in. He's awesome. Small business owner, veteran,
mm-hmm.
great kid. He's going to win Congress in the first district. So I'm actually motivating. I had a girl last night that I've been talking to that's thinking about running for Congress. I think she's going to run in the fourth district of Connecticut. So, I mean, it's great just motivating these people and help showing them how to get there, how to file your paperwork. The lawyers they should talk to, what they should do, how they should run. Fundraise is key.
Sure, Robert. Some will say, though, some would say that Blumenthal is unbeatable. Obviously, you don't believe that. You think he is more vulnerable than, let's say, Chris Murphy?
Yes.
And you've been pretty critical. You've been pretty critical of Chris Murphy. You want to weigh in on his decision to unfollow President Trump? On Twitter?
I would love to. I mean, what is the kid in first grade? I just called him a kid. I just called the U.S. senator a kid. I mean, you're really going to resort to social media and announce that you're unfollowing the president of the United States because he hurts your feelings? And you can't stand looking at your 200-plus followers every day and it saddens you? I mean, Jesus. And then he's there politicizing the office with the kid, the six-year-old that was just shot in California. By the way, he was shot in a gun safe zone. I mean, God forbid this guy does anything to help the state of Connecticut actually help and help educate people on gun laws and gun rights instead of trying to disarm the United States citizens. I mean, we are the people. I mean, why take the guns away from law-abiding people and politicize the office? He's just another scumbag in a suit.
And are you ready to go after him? You sound like you are.
Yeah, if it's Murphy, I'll go after Murphy's seat for sure. If he drops out, word has it there's some problems in D.C. with him right now.
What are the problems? Wait, I haven't heard yet.
What are the problems?
I, gentlemen, I would love to get into it, but I was advised not to. But supposedly the Washington Post has an article coming out soon about some issues he has. And I don't know if you heard, he just put his house in Connecticut on the market a few weeks back. And his wife moved down there, by the way.
His wife moved down to D.C.?
Correct.
Well, he's got to have a residence in Connecticut. I mean, he's got more than one house.
Possibly.
So then what is this article going to, what's the meat of the...
And what paper did you say he's going to have it?
The Washington Post.
Whoa!
And what are they going to be reporting?
Word on the street has it that he had some affairs going on with some interns.
Oh,
my goodness. That led into some other 9-month issues.
Now, is this just a rumor, or my goodness, that's huge. But it's all speculation. Let's be clear, right?
No comment.
Oh.
Okay. All right. But anyway, there seems to be something evidently. That's going on that people don't want to talk about.
Very, very correct, sir.
But apparently, according to you, he's going to be coming out in the Washington Post.
Yes, sir.
Very soon. Wow. Well, I mean, I'm not one for rumors. You know, anybody can say anything about anybody.
That's
I don't
right.
like rumors.
Absolutely.
I like dealing with facts. So, You know, I just want to be clear to the listeners who
well, the facts are too. I mean, let's go to the facts on this on our U.S. Senator Murphy. I mean, what is your feelings on this gentleman? Have you ever seen him accomplish anything worthwhile for the state of Connecticut, for the nation? Is he for building the wall? Is he for immigration? What's he stand for? Destroying small companies in Connecticut like Dick Blumenthal, the dang Dick. I mean, voted the worst attorney general in the United States 5 years in a row. A sue-happy attorney general that loves to destroy companies. I mean, please, what have these U.S. senators ever done for you or this state?
All right, well, that brings up a really good point, Robert. Okay, so
sure.
I you're obviously opposing
both of them.
Well, right, not only Murphy, but Blumenthal.
I'm opposing the whole Democratic Party in Connecticut.
So tell me about the meat and potatoes about your campaign. Tell me about policy that you'd like to implement.
You know, I would love to get into that right now, but we're not done working on that. So if we could post on that at a later date, that'd be great.
All right. Well, listen, Robert, thanks so much for being with us here on Brad Davis in the Morning. We really appreciate your time. Good luck with your campaign. And hopefully as we get closer, you will join us again and we can talk more about what your policy is going forward. We really appreciate your time this morning.
Awesome. Thank you, gentlemen.
Anytime.
Thank you.